In his book, Falling Upward, A Spirituality for the Two Halves of Life, Father Richard Rohr maintains that we spend the first half of our life figuring things out, accumulating, and striving to achieve our goals. And the last half of life is spent undoing much of what we did the first half as we claim and embrace our essence, becoming who we truly are by subtraction more than addition. At a younger age, I bristled at the Bible's comparing us to sheep. Sheep are dumb, right? Mindless followers. Well, no, sheep are in fact highly intelligent creatures, but highly dependent. For those who have little strength to defend against a predator, the readiness to follow the leader isn't a deficiency, but a strength. To put it another way, sheep are created to trust. They put their confidence, they put their lives in the hands of the guy in the lead, who hopefully is a good shepherd, someone willing to risk their life for the flock. In this, the last half of my life, from here on out, I think I'm ready to be led. I've gotten rather tired of all the aimless, pointless wandering, all the needless detours with their inevitable dead ends. I need a good shepherd. I'm ready finally, I think, I hope, to surrender to his lead. At the end of his life, psychologist Carl Jung was asked by one of his students what his pilgrimage of life had been. Jung answered, "It consisted in my having to climb down 1,000 ladders until I could reach out my hand to the little clod of earth that I am." In one's younger years, climbing up the ladder is necessary and often exhilarating. The later descent can be tricky, but what a relief. What peace at last to be on solid ground and embrace the little creature that we are. Grateful to be led, pleased to be carried by the loving, the tender, the good.